Dear student, good morning. We've seen previously the social sciences as a whole with its branches, and then we dealt with sociology as a field. And today's lecture is entitled of Anthropology in the Social Sciences. Anthropology as a branch of the social sciences is the comprehensive study of humans in all their complexity. It combines elements from the natural sciences, humanities, and social sciences to understand human culture, society, and biology. By exploring human diversity and the shared aspects of our experience, anthropology offers valuable insights into both ancient and contemporary human life. So, what is anthropology? Anthropology is defined as the study of humans across time and space. It aims to understand both biological and cultural dimensions of humanity by exploring topics such as human evaluation, cultural practices, language, and social structures. Anthropology is unique among the social sciences for its holistic approach, looking at humans from multiple perspectives to form a complete understanding of human nature and society. What is the role of anthropology within social sciences, or what does it provide? Anthropology's role in the social sciences is to provide a comprehensive framework for studying humanity. It complements other social sciences, such as sociology, psychology, and political science, by focusing on cultural diversity, human evolution, and the connections between past and present societies. Anthropologists work in various settings, including academic institutions, healthcare, international organizations, and community development projects, applying their knowledge to real-world issues such as public health, environmental conservation, and social justice. What is the importance of anthropology, and how does it affect or be affected? It promotes cultural awareness and tolerance. It enriches understanding of human history. Supports biological and health sciences, enhance communication and language preservation. Now let's see some key subfields of anthropology. Anthropology is divided into four main subfields, each with its own unique focus, but contributing to a unified understanding of humanity. We have cultural anthropology, archaeology, biological or physical anthropology, and finally, the linguistic anthropology. Now let's talk about the applications of anthropology. Anthropology has practical applications that contribute to solving real-world problems. It can be applied in healthcare, public policy, community development, and environmental conservation. As a conclusion, or to sum up, anthropology's contribution to the social sciences is profound, as it broadens our understanding of humanity through its study of culture, history, biology, and language. It not only enriches academic knowledge, but also has a practical impact, shaping our approach to pressing issues like cultural preservation, global health, and social equality. By studying human societies in all their diversity, anthropology fosters a deeper appreciation of what it means to be human in a complex and interconnected world. Now let's see some terms that are related to anthropology, our lecture, with their definitions. We have culture, the shared beliefs, practices, and customs of a group of people. Society, a group of people living together in an organized way, sharing common laws and traditions. Field work, research done by anthropologists in the field, often involving living in the community they study. Ritual, a set of actions performed for a specific purpose, often related to religious or cultural practices. Language, a system of communication used by a practical community or country, an important aspect of culture. Tradition, a practice or belief that is passed down from one generation to another within a culture. And then we have identity, how individuals or groups see